the guy who didn't watch any football last night, Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I had the game on, and it was 14-0, and I said, this is even worse than I thought it was going to be. And I turned it off and went to bed, thank God. And I woke up and see Pittsburgh won 27-14.
Yep, Pittsburgh won. Miami's awful. Can they win the game this year? They still have to play the Jets, right?
They still have to play the Jets.
That could be it.
And you know what I just realized yesterday?
What's that?
What's the next Monday Night Football game?
Beats me. For $1 million, I couldn't tell you.
Giants in Dallas.
Okay.
I just don't know why they keep putting the Giants in Dallas on these national games, because the teams are not comparable right now, and it makes for lousy football.
Well, the schedules aren't made up 6 months ahead of time. So.
But I thought they had the flux schedule where they could.
They have to play each other during a conference.
That's right, I guess. It seems to be the waste of a national game. That's all I'm saying. Unless once again.
Well, what do you think last night's game was?
A waste of a national game. Absolutely.
Last night's game was awful.
Yeah. Waste of a national game.
That should have been played in London at like 6 a.m. our time.
But that's what I'm saying. Well, anyways, there's nothing you can do about it. You're right. The schedule's a schedule. It's made up in advance. But gosh.
That's why you have that thing in your hand called the remote. You just change the channel.
And I do. I do now. I am not committed to any one particular channel. Matter of fact,
yeah, I put off a lot of grading, and I just did it last night when the football game was on, so I didn't have to watch it. I could put anything on and it didn't matter.
All right. Well, tonight's a little different. Big game six in the World Series.
I'll be watching that.
I'll have it on. It starts at 8 o'clock. I guess right, 8:05 again.
Yep.
So I'll be able to get in like till about 8:30, 8:35. It's an important game because it could turn the series into an exciting seventh game series. But who knows nowadays, really?
Well, this is Verlander's time. I'm sure he's sick of here, and he never won a World Series game. So I think you're going to see him come out tonight on a mission.
He's never won a World Series game?
That's what they say.
Wow.
Say he's 0 for 4 or something like that.
Well, maybe he'll be 1 for 5.
I think he comes out big tonight.
Well, he comes out he's...
And the Astros know that Scherzer's waiting to pitch Game 7. They're stuck with Greinke. They want to finish this tonight.
Yeah.
So they're going to go out all guns blazing tonight to try to win this in six. Washington knows if they can go to seven, they got a pretty good shot of winning it. So look for the Astros A game. If they don't win tonight, I don't think they're going to win tomorrow night.
All right.
And no home team has won a game yet.
Isn't that amazing?
That's sick.
Yeah. Oh, well, anyways. So what else do we have in sports?
That's it.
Yeah, I know. There's not much.
Yesterday was dark Monday.
Well, the Jets and the Giants, for the first time, completed a trade during the regular season. And the only reason it makes news is that they've never interchanged before. The one trade that they did years ago, back like in like when the Jets were only like 2 years old, in the NFL, was kiboshed at the last minute by both owners. So here you go. The Giants got a defensive lineman. I don't know.
They've had free agent signings that flip teams, like that guy Harrison.
Yeah,
and
yeah, but not a direct. This was an actual trade. The Giants
trade out trade. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Giants gave him like a. If they re-sign him,
third and a fifth.
Yeah, well, it's a third and fifth if they re-sign him. If they don't re-sign him, it's just a fifth.
Now the Jets get a third and a fifth. The Giants get a compensatory pick back from the league.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's how they did it. All right, but anyways, if I were the Giants, where are the Giants on defense having the most trouble? Where?
I have no. Everywhere it seems like
no secondary. Secondary. There's just terrible coverage in the secondary. Now, I know you're going to hit me in the head for this.
No, I'm not.
But if they really want to try to get some wins this year, and they want to try to improve the defense, okay. Well, Josh Norman's out there to be picked up for a year. Pick him up for rental player. Try to stuff a few wins. You know, try to do something to please the fan base. I mean, yeah, we're kind of happy with the future of the quarterback here, but you know, we'd like to see a defense that's able to stop a club. You know, that's what we'd like to see at least 50% of the time.
And maybe they should.
You know, I know Josh Norman is on the downside of his career, but he's 10 times better than what they got back there now.
What happens?
They're not going to do it. They won't do it. They just won't do it. I don't know what it is. You know, how can you? It was like when what's his name was coach. Last coach they had, it was meant to be an offensive genius. When he wouldn't take Eric Flowers out all those years, left him in. As bad as he was playing, left him in.
I don't know.
You just wonder, that's all. You just wonder. Throw the fans a bone, for gosh sakes. You're putting 60,000, 70,000 people a week in that stadium. You're making a ton of money. So, you know, throw the fans a bone for it. It happens in baseball all the time where they pick up a player to help them out for 1 year.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Cubs were happy that the Chapman went to the Cubs for that 1 year that he was leased out by the Yankees and taken back. They got them the World Series.
That's true.
You know? Not that I'm saying that the Giants getting Josh Norman is going to get him in the playoffs. It's not. But as a fan, it gives you something else to root for anyway. Hey, well, maybe there'll be a difference. I mean.
Anything's better than what they got.
Yeah, bingo. That's... We'll see what happens. We'll see. Anyway, that's my. I'll stop complaining now. I'll stop complaining.
Well, the post positions and everything came out for Breeders' Cup Friday and Saturday last night. So we'll start getting to work on that a little bit.
Now, when is the Breeders' Cup? Is when?
Friday and Saturday.
Wow!
It went from a nice seven race day to a 2 day event now. So, like I said, they have specialization in races for everything now. Like I said, I'm waiting for the 2-furlong Arabian Sprint.
That's it.
Why at least the sprint at Santa Anita now is a legitimate sprint. It's not 6.5 furlongs down the hill, which they've closed for who knows how long. It's an actual 5-furlong race on the turf, which is what a traditional sprint is, 5.5 furlongs. 6.5 furlongs is an extension of a sprint, and most of the horses in it, they're in it because they run 5, 5.5. So this year it'll be a true race.
All right,
but everything else is watered down.
That's society today.
Yes, it is. Everybody gets a trophy. You know, when you had 7, it was pretty darn good, but now you got like 16. So you know, everybody gets a trophy.
All right. Well, we've got no trophies here, but we'll speak to you tomorrow.
I'll be here watching game 6. We'll see how it plays out.
All right. Take
care,
Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.